Good morning. Good morning. LaShawn Wells with Right Choice Coaching, bringing you the latest episode of Motivational Monday. And I heard a quote that I want to start off with, and it says, "May the Lord bless you with more hope than your heart can hold, and use the overflow to fill you with the courage to do what you thought possible." Well, it makes me think about conversations I have with men in my men's group and different people, and it's always around, not always, but a lot of times it's around how to weigh what seems to be prosperity gospel, meaning that people are saying all you have to do is pray and it's going to be delivered. And we know that's not true, because there's a lot of times we pray for certain things and certain outcomes, but God has his own plans, and his plans aren't to, hurt us. Of course, it's to take care of us and love us, because God is love, but it doesn't mean we get everything we want. And prosperity would tell you, yes, you do, because all you have to do is pray. Yeah, well, we know, like I said, that's not true. God's plans are God's plans, and God's ways are God's ways. There are times he instructs us to go a certain way and go do certain things. And when we don't, or we go the other way, a.k.a. Jonah, he'll correct that for us. But I also do want to point out, there are scripture that and two come to mind, Mark 9:23, everything is possible for him who believes, and Luke 1:37, nothing is impossible with God. So when we take these two scriptures, and we can not dive into the root and meaning and what was going on in that time, but if you just took these two verses on their face, it just reminds us of the power of God. I mean, we know from the beginning the power of God. He took chaos and darkness and turn it into something beautiful in 6 days. And he can take darkness and chaos in our lives and turn it into something beautiful. But it doesn't mean it's automatic. It doesn't mean that all we have to do is sit and pray. But it does mean that it's possible, because we know that all things are possible. And it's possible for believers. We also know that. So you have to believe, and then you have to put your faith in God. So that's my message today. It's been on my mind a little bit, but again, may the Lord bless you with more hope than your heart can hold, and use the overflow to fill you with the courage to do what you thought possible. Peace and blessings. See you next week.